For obvious reasons, we keep this place as gloomy as possible.
Welcome to Mind Poppers Podcast.
We are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies.
Once you get used to these grim surroundings, you'll never leave. Nobody ever does.
We continue now with tonight's case, Conspiracy.
Now, listen.
Welcome back to an episode of the Mind Poppers Podcast. I'm very excited to be here. A lot to talk about today, okay? I came across some interesting mind poppers that, quite frankly, blew my mind. Now, friend of the podcast, Matilda. Now, if you remember, I think was it from maybe our first Stop the Press episode that we did? We heard about a lovely girl called Matilda who ended up marrying her brother. And then she was kind enough, we reached out to her and she spoke a little bit to us, you know, about how life was going, you know, post-wedding, all that kind of a thing. Well, I follow her on Instagram. You know, I like to keep up just to see if there's any advancements or whatever. Well, when I clicked on today, friend of the pod, Matilda, has started an OnlyFans, okay? Which, you know, whatever. Who doesn't? Who doesn't have an OnlyFans this day and age? Well, her OnlyFans is called Stepsis Matilda, okay? So I guess she's leaning in to this whole stepsister kind of incesty kind of sex vibe, which I'm all about. I assume that they're still married. I will dig a little deeper. We'll look, you know, further into the post to see. But yeah, just thought I'd give you all the respect to update you on Matilda's life. Now, what I've been thinking about this week is cars, which it's not like me because I usually have no interest in cars. I do not drive, you know, but I do have my next automatic driving lesson today. Well, I'm recording Friday, but you'll be listening today, Saturday. And I was thinking about doing a mind popper on like driving and automobiles, but then I thought, you know what, Adam, who cares? Who cares? Not I. I don't. I mean, I did learn that, you know, Henry Ford, the guy who invented, like, the Ford car, you know, I'm sure, like, a lot of you have a Ford car, families have a Ford car, blah, blah, blah. I did learn, right, that besides, you know, like, inventing Ford, the Ford vehicle, I also learned that he hated, with a passion, Jewish people. So he's cancelled. Now, Henry, okay, he was born on a farm in Michigan, but his father, William Ford, was born in County Cork, Ireland, okay? And he did not hate Jewish people, I assume. Now, the thing is, you know, Ireland is really at the root of a lot of these major world happenings, you know? Like, without Ireland, we wouldn't have Henry Ford. And while, yes, big anti-Semite also gave us Ford Motors, you know? And without Ireland, there would be no place for him to, you know, be conceived and all that kind of a thing. So Ireland does play a very mystical role in some of the biggest events in human history. So the father, William, was born in County Cork in Ireland. Now, let me clarify that Henry Ford didn't invent the first car, but he did invent, I guess, he made it the first car that was accessible to the masses. So I guess he bought the first, like, he kind of built the first commercial car that was, you know, going to be popular and was going to be, like, populating the roads. Because before Henry Ford, they were extremely expensive vehicles that not every normal person could afford. And, you know, a lot of them was kind of, like, industry cars, maybe military cars and all that. But now, with Henry Ford, came a car that everybody could have. Now, like I said, he didn't technically build the first automobile. He is, though, known as, like, the pioneer, the father of assembly lines, you know, the assembly lines used in mass production. So if any of you work in a factory, you have Henry Ford to thank. Again, none of this super interesting, but, okay, going back to the anti-Semitic stuff, Ford actually got an honorable mention in none other than Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, I believe. Haven't read it. And Adolf Hitler wrote, he said, "Only a single great man, Ford, who, to the Jews' fury, still maintains full independence from controlling masters of the producers in a nation of 120 millions. And speaking in 1931 to a Detroit news reporter, Hitler said, this is the first time we've quoted Hitler on the podcast, by the way, but will not be the last. Hitler said, "I regard Henry Ford as my inspiration." You never, like, there's some people you do not want to look up to you as an inspiration. Hitler said that to this reporter, and he was saying it because to explain to the reporter why he kept a life-size portrait of Henry Ford behind his desk. So the journalist wrote that Hitler revered Ford, and Hitler proclaimed that "I shall do my best to put his theories into practice in Germany," which again, you know, not great. And keep that in mind. Basically, the little mind popper in that for you when I was investigating automobiles is, I know how many of you drive a Ford. So think about that when all of you are scooting around in your Ford, okay? Ask yourself, why do you have so much hate in your heart, okay? Now, I'm pretty sure that the car I'm doing my lesson in today is a Ford, you know? So I'll have to keep an eye out on that instructor, you know? I'm like, listen, Kanye. Anyway, what I actually wanted to talk about was some of the strange ways that they actually test vehicle safety, okay? And you know what the strange thing is that doing research for this, once again, Ireland has woven its way into the history books, because on August 31st in 1869, Mary Ward, Mary, became the first ever recorded victim of an automobile accident. Which is no laughing matter. However, it was big. It was big. The first recorded car accident. The first person killed ever, the first person ever recorded to be killed in a car from Ireland. Shout out Mary Ward. Ew! Ireland. Okay? Fucking Ireland. On the map again. First person to die in a car crash ever in the world. Mary Ward. And oh, it fucking rocked her, let me tell you. Okay? It rocked her, so it did. But what was happening when she was actually thrown from the car, so she, I guess she was like sitting in the back and, you know, towards one of the doors on the outside. So she was thrown from the car on a bend in the road at Parsonstown, which is actually present day Birr, County Offaly. Okay, shout out Offaly. She fell under its wheels and almost died instantly. Almost. And oh, let me tell you, she was mangled. She was mangled by them wheels, so she was. She was mangled, God bless her. And you know what, in all seriousness, I do think that it was such like a big time. It's a big moment in Irish history. So we do want to take the time to honour Mary Ward, you know? Okay, first person, okay? First person in the world to die in a car accident, okay? Our Mary. Now, like I said, she was mangled. She was mangled by them wheels, according to reports. And you gotta remember back then, okay, these were the steam-powered cars, so they had them big wheels, okay? Them big wheels kept on turning on poor Mary Ward. And she was not killed instantly. I hate to say it, she wasn't, okay? She got a fair bit of mangling, forward, back. When they found her, when the doctor finally came, she was nothing they could do. She was like a pancake on the floor. Do you know what they want them to do later? I think like her ribs were practically crushed, and I think her head was almost popped like a melon, because in the reports there was blood coming from her ears. In all seriousness though, we do obviously, you know, celebrate our fallen sister, She should have sat in the middle. Hello.